Today I want to talk about national waste management programs and their possible contribution to solve the nuclear waste problem in Europe. What is a nuclear waste management program? This program is defined in the new waste directive, and this is directive 2011/70 Euratom. And on this slide, I show you the contents of a waste management program. I'm not going to talk about all these contents. I'll just really give you a picture. First of all, the member states should have a national policy, and their objectives should be reflected in the national waste management program. Especially important are significant milestones and time frames. I will talk about that later on. Member states have to provide data on their inventory to spend fuel and radioactive waste, and also the plans and technical solutions for waste management, also for the post-closure period of the final disposal. Research activities have to be discussed, and again, very important, who is responsible for the implementation in the country, and what are key performance indicators for monitoring of progress of the implementation. A concept for transparency and participation has to be provided, and also assessment of costs and the financing scheme in force. Information about agreements for export have also been included in the national programs. And also an interesting aspect, which is not in the content of the national program, but the member states have to invite an international peer reviews at least every 10 years. Today I want to inform you about four problems that became apparent during these first months of the implementation of the Waste Directive. The first is public access to national programs and national reports. Second topic is participation on a national transboundary level or on a local or regional level. The third is about milestones, time frames, and the monitoring of progress and the implementation of the national waste management programs. The fourth topic is export and the responsibilities of the member states. You will hear more about that in the afternoon. The first topic, access to national programs and national reports. In August 2015, member states had to submit the national program to the European Commission and also the first national report about this program. Well, in September 2015, only 16 member states had notified the programs to the Commission, but among these programs, there were a lot of draft versions or preliminary versions or just overviews, and not the officially approved national program that the Commission is requesting. So then, in April 2016, infringement procedures started for failure to notify the national programs. And in December 2016, now there are still six open infringement cases. I listed the countries on the slide who did not notify the full national program. It's Austria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Italy, Latvia, Portugal. In parallel, in March 2016, the Nuclear Transparency Watch, which is an NGO, working for transparency in nuclear issues, made a formal request to the European Commission for access to all the national programs and national reports. And in July, this request was met, and Nuclear Transparency Watch put all the programs and reports on the internet. And this was the first time that the public really had access. Only very few of the national programs had been published before. The second topic, participation. Yeah, it's really a very positive aspect of the new waste directive, and participation, and not only transparency is included, that it has to be included in the National Waste Management Program. But if you take a look at programs that have been submitted, in some programs, the participation is only foreseen on the local and regional level, which of course is also important, but not on a national or even a county level. But waste management programs do have impacts also on national and transboundary level. So the appropriate participation instrument would be a strategic environmental assessment, an SEA. This is the only comprehensive participation procedure. During an SEA, the member state has to prove that environmental impacts of its waste management program will be minimized. And also possible alternatives have to be discussed, and the decision for such an alternative has also been based on the assessment of the environmental impacts. It's a legally binding procedure. And it's not the same as an environmental impact assessment. In this blue pyramid on the side, you see that you're here. Above all, this is the national policy or strategy of a member state. And the waste management program has to be based on this policy. The waste management program should be subjected to the SEA directive. This is directive 2001/42/EC. And if single projects are planned, meaning an effluent storage or a decommissioning project, these have to be subjected to environmental impact assessment according to Directive 2011/92/EU. What alternatives can be assessed in such an SEA? There is a long list. Member state could go for or choose national final disposal as an option, or multinational final disposal, both with or without the option for retrieval, at least for some time, meaning to get the waste back out if something happens. Option of reprocessing, again with or without taking back the high-level waste that is resulting. Export for interim storage or final disposal, and if the member state does not choose an option for final disposal, long-term interim storage is another option, meaning that together with the last option, the so-called wait-and-see option, that member state chooses to wait for better technological options. This includes also the hopes that transportation, partitioning, could be used someday. These options and their environmental impacts have to be discussed in the SEA, and every decision that is taken has to be based on this assessment of the environmental impacts. So the question came up if an SEA for the National Waste Management Programs is compulsory. In our opinion, yes. And our opinion means opinion of international anti-nuke movement and also many independent experts. And it's not only our opinion, this view was also expressed by the DG Environment. But on the other hand, we heard about arguments from Commission and also some member states against the question of SEA is compulsory, because the waste directive does not explicitly mention that the national management program has to be subjected to an SEA, and because Euratom is outside the SEA directive, and very interesting argument that the national program is still a draft. But an SEA should be carried out before the program is approved, so a draft would be the perfect thing to make an SEA with. Then another argument to the national program is based on a strategy that has already been subjected to an SEA, for example, this is from Slovakia. But the former strategies, they didn't not include all aspects that are necessary for a waste management program, especially the costs, financing schemes, and the concepts for transparency and participation. And also the argument that for simple projects, environmental impact assessment will be conducted. This is not enough. The third topic about the milestones and the monitoring of implementation of the national programs. As I said before, the waste management programs have to include significant milestones and clear time frames. And I want to give an example of the German national program. It was defined that the site for the disposal should be fixed in 2031 and start of operation should be in 2050. But then, this year, these dates were updated according to a report of the Final Disposal Commission to 2058. The site should be fixed 2058 and start of operation should be 2083. So, what happens if a member state changes its national waste management program substantially? Does this have to be notified to the European Commission? Does there have to be a new SEA? Does the member state have to provide a new waste management program? This is not clear. Also, national programs have to include key indicators to monitor the progress towards implementation. Well, again, Germany did not provide any key indicators at all. Hungary, on the other hand, did provide some indicators, and for most of them also an institution was named who was responsible. But what is missing in both countries and also in other countries is that there are no consequences or no sanctions. What will happen if these key indicators will not be fulfilled and not be met? What are the consequences of non-compliance? And now the last topic, export and responsibility of the member states. Just to remind you, in the first reading of the Waste Directive, the Commission and Parliament wanted to put a complete export ban to non-EU countries, but in the final version, export to non-EU countries is allowed. In Article 4, it is defined that the ultimate responsibility for the safe and responsible disposal of exported materials shall be made with the member state. This export, members this can export for reprocessing and processing, for interim storage and final disposal with or without return of radioactive waste. But it is an open question, how can a member state prove its ultimate responsibility, especially if spent fuel is transported to third countries and not taken back? What will happen if the facility in the third country loses its license, or if the management standards in the third country decrease or are already below standards in the European Union? This is an overview of exports. The first column showed out of the 17 countries who have to handle spent fuel, 11 countries exported it under expired or existing agreements to France, UK, Russia, and also dumping into the sea is to be mentioned. As you can see, some countries used more different export routes. Now, if we take a look at the national programs, out of the 70 countries with spent fuel, 7 countries keep the export option open. Among them is Hungary, who wants to export, but they didn't want to export. A special form of export is the regional or multinational disposal. Today, there are 10 members in the so-called ERDO working group. ERDO means European Repository Development Organization. And these countries are Austria, Ireland, Netherlands, Poland, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Italy, Lithuania, Romania, and Slovenia. And as you can see, only 3 out of these 10 have now spent fuel from commercial reactors. Until now, none of these countries has come forward and said, please send me your spent fuel, and we will make the final multinational disposal in our country. So this is a quite unrealistic version. And it's really important that if a country uses this option in its national waste management program, also a plan B, which is more realistic, is provided. Yeah, I'm coming to my conclusions. First of all, an SEA has to be conducted to ensure national and transboundary participation, and also to ensure that environmental impacts of the alternatives are assessed, especially reprocessing and export are among the options the country chooses. The key indicators for monitoring of progress should be taken more seriously, because otherwise you can say everything you want in a national program, and if there is no consequence if you fail to keep your time frame, well, it's not binding at all. There should be sanctions for delay in submitting the national programs and not keeping the timetable. Yeah, the member states' responsibility for the exported waste should also be expanded to legacies. What will happen to the waste that has been dumped to the sea? There are also some dumps that could be brought up from sea and should be disposed of in a safe way. But this is not dealt with in the waste directive. Yeah, and of course the open question of the member states' ultimate responsibility in case of export should be solved. Yeah, we hope that the European Commission also takes this view. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriele. Are there some quick questions of understanding before we continue and hold towards many, many answers to many, many questions?
Everyone is happy, and so we can continue.